Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Hebrews chapters 4 and 5 and 1 Peter chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I welcome you once again. Amen. To A Year in the Word. It's been a pleasure to host you since January the 1st. Amen. Endeavoring to continue through, amen, this entire year, reading the entire book of the Bible. I praise God, amen. The Lord has blessed us, and we've been able to do just that. And even on days when there was appointments and things that came up and technical difficulties with the station itself, God has still made us able to go forth, amen, and continue in our schedule. Amen. Throughout this year, I praise God. He is faithful and he is true. Amen. I've said it over and over throughout this year that we were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. That is why, amen, we see all these writings in the Word of God. He is always endeavoring to bring his people back to the place that we have always belonged, in relationship, in right relationship, right fellowship with him. We are not supposed to be the enemies of God. We're not supposed to be turning our head away from him or ignoring him or ignoring the word and saying there is no God, because he is God. He is our creator. He is the great I am. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is wonderful, that counselor that scripture speaks of. He is the word that John spoke about. It's in the book of John. He is the word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. Those things were all written of him. Amen. He is the one who brought forth his people with his mighty hand, amen, and continues to bring salvation with his mighty hand to each and every one of us, amen. God is God, and he is the only God. There is no other that is able to do the wonders and the works that he does. There's no other that is able to create and even be creative as he has been, amen. All these other gods throughout the world and all these cultures and all these generations, and none of them have the power to do the things that we have seen and heard that the Lord has done. Glory to God. Amen. The enemy cannot stop this, so he's angry. And he continues to bring lies against the people of God and against God himself, because he wants to stop the gospel. He's always wanted to stop the gospel. When Jesus, amen, came out, when he was resurrected, amen, when the Lord lifted him up, when he got up out of the grave, amen, there was lies that was sent forth, amen, saying that the disciples stole his body away. So there's always been a lie out to stop the move of God in the earth, to stop you from knowing your true place, your true identity. So many throughout the world are having an identity crisis right now because they don't know that they were always intended to be in relationship with God. And he's the one to let us know what our purpose is, because he's purposed us, for each and every one of us, for greatness. So they suffer identity crisis because they don't know who they are, because they don't know who God is. He is our creator. If you want to know who you are, you go back to the one who created you, the one who made you, the one who knows you best. You come back, amen, to your origin. You come back to God. Come back to him, and you'll have an identity crisis no more. Amen. As a matter of fact, you will be rejoicing in your identity. Glory to God. You will be empowered by your identity. You'll be healed by your identity. You will have breakthrough after breakthrough because of your identity. Glory to God. No weapon will be able to be formed against you because of your identity. Glory to God. We belong to God. Amen. And that has always been our place. Now, he has given us a choice. We can choose to be in our rightful place, or we can choose not to be. But all choices have consequences, all of them, every choice, both positive and negative. If you choose not to be, amen, or if you choose to be, the Lord gave the disciples, not the disciples, but the Lord gave the Israel a choice. Amen. He laid it out before them through Moses. He told them what the blessings were and what the curses would be. The same is true for us. Amen. There are consequences for everything that we do in this life, for every choice that we make. And we see those on a daily basis. We see the consequences of our choices. Some of them are positive ones, and some of them are very negative ones. Some of them have brought us health. Some of them have brought death. But this is a choice that is a critical one for all human beings, for all human life. Because it is the difference between life and death. It is the difference between light and dark. It is the difference between truth and a lie. Jesus is real, and he is the only way to salvation. The only way. You can choose to believe the lie, or you can choose to be bamboozled. You can choose to be fooled. You can choose to be deceived, or you can choose life. Amen. This is one of those times when you have nothing else to lose than to try Jesus. He will prove himself to you. And I don't mean just roll over and say, okay, I choose Jesus. I mean give your whole life to him and let him show you that he is God and there is no other. He'll prove it to himself. It's not our job to prove to you that God is God. It's our job to tell you that he is God and to point you into his direction. He will do the work. He will show you. He'll do it. Jeremiah said to call upon the name of the Lord, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He will do it. Preachers get in the pulpit every week, amen, and they found the word of God. And they found it with power, with demonstration, amen, and full of the Holy Ghost and power. People are changed. People are healed. People are redeemed back into their place in the family of God. And others reject it. They just reject it. We have a choice. But to every choice, there is a consequence. Every choice. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. And that life can only come through Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by him. Nobody can. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness toward each and every one of us. Move, Lord God, in every obstacle. Move, Lord God, in us and help us, Lord God, to see you beyond, Lord God, all the objections of every enemy, of every person that's spoken down, of every person that has spoken a lie, of every person that said that you are not God. Lord, pass all the objections of the enemy. We come into your presence and we humble ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we might walk in the light and not in darkness, that we might walk in truth and not in a lie, that we might see the light, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that light overshadow the darkness and the darkness flee from us. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move in your people today. Move in us, Lord God. Help us to see, Lord Jesus. Help us to see, oh, Lord God, and help us to move forward, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, because you are my hero. You are my hero. You're my protector. You're my strength. You are my God and my deliverer. You are my provider, Lord God. And I thank you. I humble myself before you, Lord God, because there is none like you in heaven or in earth. There is none. There is none. There is none like you anywhere, at any place, at any time. There's none like you. Oh, Lord, and I submit myself to you as much as I know how. Lord God, help me to do it better. Help me to do it more. But, Lord, every day I am submitting myself to you. I'm giving it over to you. Help me not to pick up those things that you have taken from me, that you've taken from us, Lord God, and help us to be led by you, Lord God. For truly those that are led by you are the sons of God. And, Lord, I do not count it an insult at all to be called a son of God. Amen. So it is written, so it is done. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Oh, Lord God, let your will be done in me and all those that are listening right now in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts to your word today. Open our minds and our hearts to receive of your spirit today. Open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Most of all, understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. Understanding of every trick, understanding of every snare, understanding that we have power in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, let us go forth, Lord God, in this reading, Lord God, and knowing that you are moving, 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 moving like never before. Bless, heal, and deliver each and every one. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord today. Amen. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. And we thank him. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Amen. We're reading from Hebrews chapters 4 and 5 and 1 Peter 1 through 3. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we have believed, for we who have believed do enter that rest. As he said, as he has swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh when he had offered up prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I've read and you have heard from Hebrews chapters 4 and 5. I am now proceeding into 1 Peter chapter 1 through 3. To the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, for knowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to former lusts as in your ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. All malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. You were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your soul. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reveling for reveling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. For the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile you, your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient. When once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype, which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right side of God, angels and authorities and powers having seen, having been made subject to him. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Hebrews chapters 4 and 5 and 1 Peter chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.